Shaboozy. It's good news on 103.7 WHHT. Isn't that a fun name to say,
it
Nick?
Is. I
say,
like it.
Say it for me.
Shaboozy.
Joshua.
Shaboozy roll call.
Oh, yeah. There you go. our morning guy, he loves saying the name Shaboozy. It's just fun.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Cathartic,
so,
yeah.
Yes. So I have Joshua Stewart and Nick Swain in studio this morning from Far Off Broadway Players to talk a little bit about the upcoming production of Red, White, and Tuna. And these guys were just telling me a little bit about it, and it sounds like it's going to be absolutely hilarious.
It is. It's going to be probably one of the funniest shows I've been a part of. It's one line after another that's going to have you laughing until you pee your pants, which is one of the lines in the play, actually.
Yes, it is.
One of the last lines between Arliss and Bertha.
That's right.
But it's me and Josh, and we play 10 different characters a piece. It's a two-man show, and it started back in the 80s, these two guys that thought they would see how far they could get away with making fun of Republican-Democrat jokes and then
Small-town people.
You know, and it got to where town. There were some Republican parties that actually paid them and said, we want you to put together something. Come over
hilarious.
Here and do that. And then it ended up in Broadway for a little bit.
Yeah, and HBO.
And HBO
for a small, short
so,
time, yep.
There's quite a bit of history behind this show, and there's, like I said, we were talking about Greater Tuna is the first one, then Tuna Christmas, then Red, White, and Tuna, and after that is Tuna Does Vegas, and I don't know if Glasgow's ready for that or not.
You know, we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll test the waters. We'll see how it
goes. But the one we're doing is Red, White, and Tuna. It takes place in Tuna, Texas, and it is around the 4th of July, annual Tuna High School 4th of July reunion, and they are going to pick the reunion queen.
Yes.
And we have all the same
queen.
Characters coming back.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's
how many of them now? There's 10 per person. So
yeah.
so give us some of the characters that you play, Nick.
Well, one of my favorite, which we always talk about doing characters and character development, one of my favorite is Pearl, and it's kind of a mixture between my family members and a few other ladies I've met across the time, but you always meet the little old ladies that can't really sit still. They shake and,
oh, honey, well, it was back in 1867 when I come over here on the Mayflower and my family, oh, my goodness, we just had a wonderful time working together in school. I would make animal crackers and everything else, so...
Pearl has
the original.
I'm trying to guide what I say because Pearl has a lot of
sass.
A lot of sass. Pearl is that age where she does not care anymore.
Yep.
She does not care what she says or who she says it to. And there's a lot of comedy in this show, but it is, we should say, it is an adult show.
Oh, yes.
You can bring kids, but just, you know, I think Paul
put
on a disclaimer there.
Is it a PG-13?
Yeah,
is that what we're calling it?
Yeah, you wouldn't hear anything you wouldn't hear on a PG-13. But when we were kids, PG-13 is not what it is today.
Right,
so. True. Very true.
It just, you know, it lampoons small town living. We both come from small towns, and you can tell the script is written with a lot of love about those characters, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a blast. I think our goal, for the most part, has been trying to make each other laugh, and we figure if we can make
each
other laugh.
I've been trying not to laugh, but
it's the problem.
Which this is the one show Paul actually said, look, guys, if you break on stage, it's not the end of the world. I'm not telling you to break.
That's what I'm telling myself.
Expecting.
It's not the end of the world if we laugh on stage.
We're not going to know the difference.
That's right.
You know?
There you go.
One of the first ones he ever did, do Petey.
Petey Fifth?
Petey Fifth.
Well, Petey Fifth from the Greater Tuna Humane Society, and he really doesn't think very highly of people, but he loves animals.
But you can't see his face because, I mean, it's radio, but when he...
It's a faith for radio, definitely.
When he came out and first did it, I couldn't stop laughing, and then I couldn't stare at him because he has the face.
Yeah, we pretty much have to look past each other on stage at times.
And then we were talking about our two characters, which I need a good one.
Yeah.
And?
And Helen Bad, of course.
Yes.
Helen, relax.
Oh, I can't think of that in a time like this. Oh.
Don't worry. This new food catering business is going to have us minting our own money.
Oh, I know
and
it.
And we are definitely going to win that square dance contest, too.
Absolutely. That potato salad is to die for.
Oh, Pearl has the best recipe for potato salad.
We don't want to give too much away.
I know. Well, we're sort of improv.
Not for free.
That's right.
I'm not careful. I'm going to pee my pants.
Yeah. But I didn't know about the outfits that Helen yes. I need to wear. And when yes. we come out the other day, we actually did a full run through with costumes. We come out and we just had to stop.
We just had to stop.
There was just a halt because we were like, when we come out, we're going to have to pause. The audience is going to lose their mind.
That second act is going to blow people away.
Yeah.
So I think you've had just enough to know that you need to go see Red, White, and Tuna at the Plaza Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Far Off Broadway Players always does an amazing job. And Paul, is he the director of this?
He is. He has set through every one of our rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
And is still laughing, so that's a good sign.
It is a good sign. That's a good sign.
Yes, yes. So I highly encourage you to go check this out. It runs June 6th, 7th, and 8th at the Plaza Theater, and you can get your tickets...
Whenever. You can get it at the historicplazatheater.com or... Did I say that right?
You can come to the front desk, too.
Or you can come to the front desk. You can buy it as you walk in.
That's right.
But, yes, tickets are available online, or you can buy them at the door. And
we hope to see everybody out there.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a hooting and a hollering good time.
We're going to have a blast.
We are.
It's going to be so much fun. So get those tickets for this weekend. Next weekend. That's next weekend.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
Thank you guys for being here this morning, Joshua and Nick.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You guys are going to be so much fun on stage.
Thank you.
I cannot wait to see it. All right. I have 8 in a row to kick off next.